Remember the time you spent listening to Hawk Talk 830 KPLS.
Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, in September of 2000, we started a weekly live radio show bringing in new guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880. Well, good morning, everyone. We hope that everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. How are you, Dr. Tong?
Good.
Should we get our first guest on the line right away, since she's on her cell phone? Cindy?
Yes.
Okay, let's get Cindy on the line. Hello, Cindy?
Hi.
Welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you. Did you all have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yes.
You?
How about you?
Yes, very nice. Thank you.
Are you on the cell phone?
I'm on the cell phone.
Oh, okay.
Cindy.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Cindy has been on our show before, hasn't she?
No, she has not been on our show before.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Cindy, why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I'm from San Diego,
uh-huh.
And I work at Santa Fe Christian School.
Okay.
And I have two children.
Uh-huh.
Son that's a freshman at Pepperdine, and Ashley's a junior in high school.
Okay.
And my question for Dr. Tong was to ask him about the vaccine for the meningitis, because of the I was real concerned about the boy at SC that had passed away
mm-hmm.
because of that meningitis.
Okay, can we defer that a little bit? Why don't we hear your story first?
Oh, okay.
Why did you first come to me, and what did I help you and your son with? So you want to summarize that a little bit? And how do you hear about us?
Well, I had listened to your talk show. I was a faithful listener to your talk show, and I just believed I was really agreed with everything that you said on your show.
Good.
And I just, it just made so much sense to me, and I really appreciated the fact that you deal with the root causes of problems rather than symptoms.
Right.
And it just seemed like I had done some homework and had talked and heard a lot of people talk that they had really gotten a lot of results from you.
Yes.
And you were very effective and, you know, giving people hope that really had, you know, the doctors have given up on. And it hurts me to see people sick.
Okay, so how about your problem? Tell us what happened to you and how I was able to help you.
Well, I just had some problems with my kidneys.
Yes.
And I was dealing with I struggled with depression a lot over the years.
Yes.
And there were a lot of little things that I was dealing with, and you really helped me a lot. It's like my, they all went away, and I was just very grateful.
Let me ask you, how many treatment total did I give you?
One
treatment.
You had one treatment, and how many years have you been suffering from the kidney problems and depression?
Well, the kidney problems hadn't been too long, maybe 6 months, six, 8 months, something like that. And but the depression had been on and off for quite a while.
So you're not too depressed now?
No.
That's fantastic. How about your boy?
Yes, Jonathan, he had some back problems and pains that I didn't know what they were from, and he also just had one treatment and was, you know, 100% better.
I want the audience to know this, okay? The reason why Cindy and the son had only one treatment because they do not have insurance, okay? Yes, that is why, and then we'll talk about why we have a healthcare crisis. It's because our money, our health money, is being managed by somebody else, and we thought that we are not using our own money. If we use our own money, nobody will spend the kind of money that we are wasting in our American system. Yeah.
So when did you guys have these treatments?
That was, let's see, Jonathan's was about a year
ago. A year ago?
About a year and a half. Oh, I'm losing track. I think his was about a year and a half ago, and mine was about 8 months ago.
Yes, you see, so your symptoms did not return only after one treatment each. So I cure your problem. In fact, you guys probably need a couple more to make you more strengthened. So I cure your problem. In fact, you guys probably need a couple more to make you more strengthened.
Yes.
Right now is probably a good time to talk about the vaccine. Vaccine is not good for any disease. The process of vaccine is like putting diseased material in your body to try to stimulate the body's immune system. Okay, this sounds very good. The problem is that it stimulates the immune system, but it never improves or strengthens it. The analogy would be like putting written criminals in a society in the hope of stimulating a police force. Mm-hmm. But you never improve the law enforcement. Normal law enforcement do not use criminal for law enforcement, and no dumb criminal will ever help the law enforcement to eradicate themselves.
Right.
If scientists, so-called quote-unquote scientists, have any common sense, they will know this. If vaccine works, then why don't we just dump our dinner on the floor and scoop it up so that we can collect a few dirty bacteria and get our immune system higher? Nobody would do stuff like this.
No common sense. No common sense.
You know, I did not know this, so all my kids have all the childhood vaccines. But today, when they go to college, you know, they need the hepatitis vaccine. Elaine didn't have it. Jason didn't have it. And I recommend none of my grandkids going to have any of this toxic material. Mm-hmm. Not only they got vaccine, they have heavy metals.
Same with the flu shot. I mean, people get the flu shot every year. And then after they get the flu shot, they get sick.
The reason is that the flu go through your normal channel. The virus go through the respiratory mucosa. But if you inject it through the muscle, the body get all confused. How come these people suddenly appear inside? They had to fight inside, they had to fight outside. That is why autism, sudden infant death syndrome, and all the whole host of seizures and all these kind of things. Look at today's kids. They have cancer, they have all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
25, 30 years ago when I was in medical school, this kind of thing was unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting all the unnatural stuff in here. The basis behind is all money.
Mm-hmm.
So don't use any vaccines.
So, Cindy, you each have had only one treatment. That, to me, just seems amazing. You haven't had any relapse or anything at all? You're feeling healthy?
Yes, I'm feeling very good. Jonathan's been at school, so he's had a little bit of, been under the weather because of, you know, the stress and the late nights.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so you really have a lot of reason to be thankful for the Thanksgiving.
Yes, yes, we do.
Exactly.
We're thankful for Dr. Tom.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate you so much.
Yeah, you know, I had depression before. It was worse than physical pain. I just know you lose your motivation to try to fight. With physical pain, I'm always very strong. I know one day I'm going to get rid of you. But when you get depressed, you just kind of give up.
Mm-hmm.
So the mind's problem is a lot worse.
So, Cindy, you think you guys are going to come in? You should get a follow-up visit, tune-up soon, huh?
Yes, a tune-up, which is good.
and your daughter, you said, you know, bring her over and I'll make her happy.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's so nice.
No kidding.
She's been under a lot of stress, and I would love to have her come see you, and she needs that.
And she'll feel better the first time.
Oh, I'm sure she will. I believe that.
Cindy, thank you so much for joining us today. You have a wonderful Christmas. Happy holidays.
And if you have any question, from now on, just don't hesitate to call in. And also we can share what I know with to educate the public.
Well, I thank you. And I just appreciate you always answering all my questions because you just give me such hope.
Yes. Not false hope. I'm just telling you the truth. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, Cindy.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too,
okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Cindy on the line from San Diego. She and her son both have had one treatment from Dr. Tong. Her son, Jonathan, who's a freshman at Pepperdine, has had one treatment 1 year ago for her back pain. He is 100% better. She had one treatment 8 months ago. She had problems with her kidneys, struggled with depression. She is much better. If it sounds too good to be true, well, it isn't.
We do this all the time. Look at my website.
These cases we present every week. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you have any questions that you would like Dr. Tong to answer, call us now at 1-800-551-3880. Okay, let's get to our next guest, Vicky. Hello, Vicky.
Yeah, hi.
Hi,
welcome
Vicky.
To our show.
Hi, Dr. Tong.
Yes.
How are you, Vicky?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Good. Vicky, why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
Okay, I'm an elementary school teacher from Lancaster, California.
Okay.
And I went to see Dr. Tong because I was in terrible shape.
Yeah.
Basically, I was almost probably thinking about having to either stop teaching for a while and go on disability or something, or it was really bad. I'd been diagnosed by doctors with a melee of things, from fibromyalgia to rheumatoid arthritis to chronic fatigue. I had a Baker's cyst behind my right knee, carpal tunnel in both arms. So, the list was endless. And it was, you know, like we know now, it's all, you know, symptoms of the main cause, but they weren't treating the cause. So,
right.
And how long were you suffering from these
ailments? A long time. I think a lot of the symptoms started after I had a car accident in 1995.
When was that?
1995.
Yeah.
So that was about 7 years ago.
And I did see a chiropractor at the time, you know, realizing that, you know, the physical therapy and the medicines they were trying to give me at that time weren't, you know, cutting it. And and I did notice a difference in chiropractic even, that helped some. But, you know, then once you start feeling better, you don't feel like you have to go back anymore. And I just kind of went on about business, and
but you were still suffering, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I would still have, you know, that's when kind of the stiffness in my hands and my feet and the definitely numbness and
the sinus?
Pressure in my arms from the carpal tunnel type syndrome, symptoms started getting worse and worse, and, you know, then I went to a rheumatologist, and that's when they start putting me on lots of medicine.
Oh,
you know.
How many meds were you on?
7 to 10.
Wow.
You know, and some of that even includes, like, I've always had bad sinuses and allergies and all kinds of other things, too.
Some of the doctors do not know that, okay? But all these things make you sicker. And that sickness, okay, means repeated business. And so that's how you have make the medical profession rich, but at the same time making yourself worse.
So you were seeing conventional doctors for the whole 7 years since your auto accident, or just at the beginning?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I would go, you know, I'd get in enough pain, I'd be like back into the doctor, you know.
And then they would just give you more medication?
Yeah, or raise it up to a higher level, you know, more toxic medicines, you know. And I finally just got tired of it and thought, you know what, I was even feeling worse from the medication sometimes than helping my symptoms. So
how did you hear about Dr. Tong?
I actually was on the web, and I was looking around through different sites on you know, arthritis and other things, you know, carpal tunnel, and I found his site, and I just, thank God I went into one of his sites, and I found, you know, just seeing all the different things on his site and going into his radio show site, and I kept going into all his different shows, past shows, and listening to them, and I just could not believe, really, how many testimonials of people he had, you know, claiming that he had cured them, you know. And I just thought, you know what, I am so ready for something different. I was real open to it. So I made an appointment, and I am so glad I did.
So what did I do during the first treatment?
After the first treatment, I'd say I felt like 50% better.
Yes.
I mean, and that's a lot. Saying how far, you
because
know,
you have so many things wrong with you.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot. And
it's
I
a grocery list.
I felt like a weight. It's really weird, but I felt like a weight had been lifted off my muscles.
Yes.
You know, because of the heaviness and the pain. And I suffered some depression, too, of course, with all the different symptoms I was having.
Of course.
And you just felt happier. You felt lighter.
Yes.
It was amazing. Amazing.
And how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong today?
I've had five. And I've been with him like 5 weeks about, you know, I've gone once a week. And I need probably more so than maybe a lot of people just because I've let it go on so long, you know.
And another thing is that you have a very busy job and very stressful job.
Yeah.
See, you were doing so well, and then suddenly you have this meeting and extra thing that you did, and then you came down with the flu.
Yeah.
Can tell us what I helped you with the flu.
Yeah, I did, and I overdo it, and so that's something I have to learn to redo, you know, with my own life, you know, to de-stress my own life, or, you know, you just can't overdo it and then expect the treatments to keep going and going, you know.
When you got the flu, did you get treatments from Dr. Tong, or?
It was more like a laryngitis, cold-type flu, you know, and I still have a little bit of it, but then I didn't go this week. Because, again, I was busy and getting ready for Thanksgiving and, and everything, so I didn't even get in this week. So I'm probably not too happy about that, but I need to get back there next week. I have an appointment set up for next week.
Last time, remember, after my treatment, your voice actually changed and your symptom gone away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, it sounds a little hoarse now again, but right after his treatments, I sound normal, and my eyes, even if I have a little bit of, you know, runny eyes or anything, you know, those go away. And I, you know, taking the drive home, I go, you know, from Lancaster to Costa Mesa. And that's, you know,
that's a long drive.
2 hours, 2.5, and then almost 3 hour back. But when I go home, you know, it's no big deal. You know, it's like I'm happy and I feel good and I can take the stress of
that
drive.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is really amazing.
Yeah.
Well, Vicki, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks.
Your story is incredible.
Yeah, I can't stop talking about it. I have a friend that just started going to Dr. Tong.
Yes.
Do you know Mrs. Anderson, Jeannie Glazer-Bauer? Just started going to you. And
The friend you've referred to me, right?
Yes.
She is also better.
Yes. Oh, yes, a lot better.
Almost everybody's better coming to our place. No kidding.
It is, and I'm passing out his cards to everybody. So.
Well, thanks very much for doing that.
Right, Vicki.
All right, I'll see you next week, Dr.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
Okay,
thank
you guys too.
Okay, bye-bye.
You too, okay?
Bye-bye. That was Vicki on the line. She suffered from 7 years after an auto accident, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, chronic fatigue syndrome. She had a Baker's cyst behind her right knee, carpal tunnel syndrome, problems with sinuses, allergies. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. She has had 5 treatments with Dr. Tong, and she is doing so much better.
I want to emphasize the fact that I don't treat the physical body. I treat the mental and spiritual part of the living part of you. That's why people are happier.
Mm-hmm.
They are not just saying so, okay? If you go back to our website and look at depression, suicidal tendency, panic disorder, I got those people better. Most of the time with one treatment. It's the mind that controls the physical health.
Right. Well, we have some callers. Let's get to Bob from San Clemente. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Welcome to our show.
Hi, Bob.
Thank you.
You
I was just diagnosed with BPH.
Benign prostatic hypertrophy. Yeah. Yes.
And they gave me some medicine. I read the side effects. I don't even want to take it.
You're smart.
Very good.
Okay.
And, I was wondering if you guys treat that.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
I cure it all the time.
We have cases on our website, actually, on the radio show.
A lot.
Let me look for it.
Uh-huh. Let me tell you, okay? You go in there, you say, I have an enlarged prostate. They say, you have BPH. That is a medical term for exactly what you tell them. Just like when a person with arthritis come in and say, why my joint hurts? So they come back with arthritis. They are using this a different term to describe what you tell them. So after a whole bunch of tests, okay, they come back and tell you exactly what you told them and charge a whole bunch of money. That is really the reality, okay? Your problem, the prosthetic hypertrophy, is not due to the lack of the drug that the particular drug that he gave you. Okay, or the doctor gave you, okay? It's due to the fact that, okay, you may have calcium deficiency, but the most important thing is that your mind, the living part of you, especially the kidney part, the kidney control the reproductive organs. So when you don't have the kidney qi, the qi is what makes up the mind. It's just a Chinese word, okay? The living energy is not there. You don't have any circulation. When the mind is not there, you got disorder. When the CEO is not supervising, when the supervisor is not supervising, when management is not communicating labor, you got physical problem. So the first thing you need is the mind. The mind's energy. First thing you need in any repair anywhere in this universe is the mind. I can cure you, okay?
I think it's hard for people to grasp that.
I know.
Because they can't see it.
I know. I've been thinking about this for 20 years and do a lot of studies. So I will write a book, and I'm going to produce some tape. And you have to listen to tape over and over again to learn how nature works.
Well, I think an easy way to think of it is your emotions really affect how you feel physically. When
exactly.
When you get angry, you can feel your heart rate.
And you feel hot.
Increasing, you feel hot.
Yeah.
When you're hot, your emotions very much affect how you feel physically. So
exactly.
If you kind of connect that, you can understand how the mind really affects how your symptoms manifest physically.
Yeah, I don't make any guarantees, okay? But your problem's easy.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just telling you. I need to get the number for the office.
It's 714-556-8664.
8664.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll read you a letter from another patient that really have a lot of things to be thankful for. And he had to get up, usually had to get up 5 to 6 times a night.
That's how I am already.
Yes,
and
okay.
I'm 46.
Exactly, okay. Well, I have Elaine read this story here. He is on his way to Arizona. He was suicidal, have a lot of pain, and a lot of kidney problem, anxiety, okay. After my first treatment, he stopped getting up. Yeah, go ahead and read
the miracle.
read the letter from. He sent me an email after the first treatment, and we'll get him to verify that next week.
This email is from Eric. He says, "Dear Dr. Tong, I was taught as a child to always return a kindness with another kindness. Your kindness to me in treating me demands repayment, but I have no idea what that could be." He's had one treatment. He says, "My life began anew yesterday after his first treatment. This morning, I awoke with an entirely different outlook on life. When I returned home yesterday from your office, my wife and daughter looked at me, and then both of them broke out into big grins. You don't look tired anymore. You're standing straight up. You look like you've seen God. Dr. Tong, all I could do was just stand there unspeaking but smiling and just feeling well. When I went to bed, the drainage from my sinus and ear canal began. The coughing awakened me several times, but my body was clearing itself out, and I did not have to get up once to urinate as I have in the past, usually 4 or 5 times per night. The high-pitched ringing in my ear is diminishing and is much less than my left. My scope of movement is vastly improved. I feel almost like a rubber band in my back and extremities. I can put on my tie and tie my shoes again, and all of this after just one visit." And then he goes on to say that his mother-in-law suffers from arthritis and diabetes, and he's going to refer her. So he probably had the same problems.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that sounds a lot better than what these pills.
My treatment had no side effects.
Yeah, the side effects on these things, they're so bad I don't even want to take them.
It's scary. It's very scary.
No kidding. Your other problem, any other symptom you have, will be treated also because they're all from the one underlying problem. You cannot separate and go to different specialists. You don't need to go to any specialist. I'm the specialist in treating everything.
Okay.
No kidding.
You have a number, right, Bob?
Excuse me?
You have the number? You got the number?
Yes, I have 714-556-8664.
That's right.
Okay. When's a good time to call?
You can call right now, actually. You can make an appointment right now today.
Yeah, until 2
great.
O'clock
until
today.
Until 2 o'clock, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you thank
care.
You for
You're
calling.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Before we close up today, I'd like to say today is actually our 98th show, so we're almost to our 100th show.
Yes.
And if you guys want to listen to our past shows, they are posted on our website. We have it in index according to diagnosis, and we have it chronologically. And why don't we get to some of our headlines for the week? The first one I have here is Health System Labeled Crisis. Scientists propose states experiment with universal coverage and no-fault system.
Yeah, here's the point, okay? That's one of the reasons we do too much studies. Too much study, mm-hmm. research, hundreds of thousands of dollars, okay? For the last decade, even the people who don't listen to the news know that we have a healthcare crisis. So why do we have another study and say that we have a healthcare crisis? Read some other headlines, and the headline tells the story.
Right. Well, he says here, the number of uninsured has been climbing for more than a decade and now stands at 41.2 million people uninsured.
And it's affecting the middle class, okay?
Right. The middle class is now going without insurance, right? That's what okay. they're saying. And Pacific Care more than doubles its profit.
Yes, your money is being managed by somebody else, okay? Mm-hmm. And somebody else doubled the profit and millions of dollars. That's why we had crisis. Mm-hmm. What else?
Doctors may be, let's see.
Overdoing CT scan, okay?
CT scan.
I have not done one CT scan in 20 years, mm-hmm. okay? And I cure people. And people get better the first time. That is why we have a healthcare crisis.
Right. Another thing, if we're going into pain management here.
Yes.
This is talking about Jerry Lewis. Pain has Jerry Lewis thinking about suicide. And
they put a neurostimulator sending electricity to the spinal cord, and the stimulator is buried under the skin, become permanent part of the Jerry Lewis, okay? It is pathetic, okay? But in the beginning, I thought about doing it like 20 years ago, and I thought, but there are so many other complications, such as meningitis and other complications. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that you're not treating why the pain occurs. You're treating the pain, okay? At a very expensive, invasive procedure. And I tell you, for the people who have been listening to my show, I can get Jerry Lewis mm-hmm. better the very first time without doing all these mumbo jumbles.
Mm-hmm. And now they're also there's a law requiring that pain management, they have pain management training for MDs.
Okay, you got trained from the people who teach the wrong thing. You'll never get any better. You can never improve the healthcare from the government. Anytime the government involved in something, they don't have to be accountable. And that's why, you know, our healthcare gets very, very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Before we close up, I want to also say something about, I may not have time, but next time I will talk about why I have other reason to be very thankful besides discovering how nature works and how they help mm-hmm. people heal.
Well, yeah. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation or call us now to make an appointment at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. Join us for more remarkable cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KPLS Hot Talk AM 830. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.